The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner going out at daybreak to hire workers for his vineyard. He made an agreement with the workers for 1 denarius a day and sent them to his vineyard. Going out at about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, 'You go to my vineyard too, and I will give you a fair wage.' So they went. At about the sixth hour, and again at about the ninth hour, he went out and did the same. Then at about the 11th hour, he went out and found more men standing round, and he said to them, 'Why have you been standing here idle all day?' 'Because no one has hired us,' they answered. He said to them, 'You go into my vineyard too.' In the evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his bailiff, 'Call the workers and pay them their wages, starting with the last arrivals and ending with the first.' So those who were hired at about the 11th hour came forward and received 1 denarius each. When the first came, they expected to get more, but they too received 1 denarius each. They took it, but grumbled at the landowner. 'The men who came last,' they said, 'have done only 1 hour, and you have treated them the same as us, though we have done a heavy day's work in all the heat.' He answered one of them and said, 'My friend, I am not being unjust to you. Did we not agree on 1 denarius? Take your earnings and go. I choose to pay the last comer as much as I pay you. Have I no right to do what I like with my own? Why be envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first last.'" The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if anyone would disagree with me if I say that wine is wonderful stuff. That is a fact acknowledged in the Holy Scriptures, where there are many references to wine. We read in one of the Psalms that wine makes glad the heart of man. The first sign that Jesus worked was the turning of water into wine at the wedding at Cana in Galilee. And St. Paul commended wine to Timothy as something which would aid his digestion. So there, for a start, are three very positive scriptural references to wine. But like many things in life, wine has to be made. And to make it, much work is involved, especially at harvest time, when everyone in a vineyard has to pitch in order to make sure the grapes are harvested at their peak of ripeness. And because of the urgency that's involved, there's no time for quibbling, and there's no time for hangers-on. Passengers and malingerers are not welcome. Everyone in the vineyard has to work, and has to work hard, and what is more, they have to work together. In the parable we heard just now, the image of a vineyard is of a place where people are invited. They are invited to work. It is a source of good employment for those who otherwise would be without work or pay. The urgency of the task means that the owner is eager to bring in all the workers he can. And all is well. That is, until the end of the day, when the wages are to be paid. Those who have labored throughout the day and have borne the burden of the day and the heat of the day are disappointed, because they are not paid more than those who have worked for only a short time. They are paid what was agreed in the original contract, but the owner, by paying the latecomers first, of course, had raised their expectations, only then to dash those hopes by keeping to the original agreement. Now, as is often the case in these parables, the details may appear to us to be unfair, living as we do in different times and in a different culture. But we must remember that the story is not about production and employment, and it is not about industrial relations. It's a story which is trying to make sense of the growing conflict of the time between the Christians and the Jewish people from which they had sprung. The Jews, the chosen race, demanded a special relationship with God, a relationship which Jesus now insists is being opened up beyond the Jewish race. Of course, it's an argument that has not disappeared with the passing of time, and we have to acknowledge that even now, Christians can be guilty of similarly thinking we are special and being above other people, objecting when others claim too easy an access. For Jesus, though, the question is ultimately a test of whether we are possessive and envious, or whether we share in his generosity and the generosity of God the Father. The lesson we need to learn is that we are required to be generous, not just with our money, but in every sense. Generous in our faith, as well as in our good works. So the question I want to pose this morning is, are we closed or are we open in our expectations and our hopes? Are we closed or are we open in our expectations and our hopes? How do we feel when others seem to benefit from our hard work or gain rewards they do not seem to have worked as hard for? Jesus asks us to be good workers in his vineyard. And that's relevant today as we think about home missions, as I said at the start of Mass. It's how we live. We are walking advertisements for the faith. So we need to show that. Jesus wants us to work hard. He wants us to work with a recognition of the urgency of the task in hand. And he wants us also to welcome all who join in that work with us, at whatever level. If, on the other hand, we are anxious about boundaries, bonuses, and special privileges, then we are in danger of hindering rather than helping the harvest. God calls us all, each of us, each in our own way. I've said it many times to the people in my church at Helston, and I will say it here, that we each have a vocation. Everybody in this church this morning has a vocation, a Christian vocation. We each have a part to play. We are each members of the body of Christ. It is a case of discerning that vocation and then putting our all into it. That's what this is about. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to work together in harmony, because it's only by working in harmony that the vintage can take place and God's kingdom can come. To do that, we have to accept on trust that God and the other workers have some idea as to what it is that they are doing. That can be hard at first, and we may be more afraid of what we may lose rather than what we may gain. But we need to put our trust in God. Not to be anxious, not to be afraid. To trust in God and to give him everything that we are and everything that we have. It's only when we are confident that it is God's love which both lives within us and is expressed through us that we are able to allow our generosity to go beyond the boundaries. What are the boundaries? Well, the boundaries are that which is familiar and comfortable and cozy. Jesus calls us to go beyond those things.